you stand in there for a moment.
Go to Psalm 103, Psalm 103. I'll just read a couple of verses to you. And again, while you find your place, thank you for being here this evening in the house of the Lord. No better place to be on a midweek night. And I don't watch a whole lot of TV, very, very, very little television. And I don't even know what plays on Wednesday night, what shows are on, but whatever they got, it ain't nearly as important and good as what God could give us here tonight in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'd rather be in church on a dead Wednesday night than sit down in front of the TV watching something this world was cramming in my mind. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Some of y'all don't believe that, but it's right and it's true. I'm glad we're here tonight. I'm glad you're here tonight. Let's read a few verses. I'm not going to read this psalm in its entirety because I ain't going to preach it in its entirety tonight. I do got all that. Y'all see all them pages? I preach an hour off just that right there. And I got all of that. Brother Larry, we could go all night long. Amen. But we're not going to because I love you too much. All right? Verse number one, Psalm 103, verse number one. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I hope we can get into verse two and down to verse number five. We'll see. But he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And then he said in verse number 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening on the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. He ends the psalm the same way he began it, saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. You can be seated tonight. The heading of this psalm here in Psalm 103, this psalm is attributed just simply as many of the psalms or several other psalms, just simply a psalm of David, a psalm of David. And we understand the occasion behind which he penned this psalm that there's a lot of debate about it. It's not necessarily widely agreed upon, but some, and in fact many, seem to imply or apply this psalm to that time of David's life after that he had repented of his sin. David got himself in a mess and committed adultery and had Uriah the Hittite literally murdered on the battlefield. David, as a result of that sin, had spent many, many months, I believe, some believe maybe as much as a year away from God. And distant from God, cold on God, not being able to enjoy God. And in fact, in the culmination of all his guilt and all of his regret, in his prayer of repentance, prayed, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, Psalm 51, and in verse number 12. We believe Psalm 103 likely is a psalm written and sung by King David. The repentant one, the one who had got himself in a mess and lost his joy and lost his worship and lost his praise because of sin. And thank God, through mercy and through grace, in Psalm 103, God is indeed restored unto him the joy of his salvation. We read Psalm 103 as we did it on last week in its entirety. It's just filled with verse after verse and thought after thought of the goodness of God and the blessings of God and what God is and what God has done and how he can trust God amen, in his life. It's just one big magnifying psalm, a psalm that magnifies the Lord and the goodness and the grace of God in the psalmist's life. And so the theme of this psalm simply is easily identified in the opening and the closing line of this psalm, where David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Bless the Lord, O my soul. This psalm then is one of thanks and praise as David recalls these workings of grace in his life. It's been a while since David has felt like blessing the Lord. You know, when you're in sin and away from God and when you got crossed up and you ain't what you ought to be, you don't feel like blessing God. You do all you can to avoid it, and you don't want to be around where God is, much less give much thought to Him. Amen. But ain't it amazing when you're right with God, you ain't got to have no favorite song sung or favorite preacher preach at. Amen. You just want to bless the Lord because it's real down on the inside. And that's where David is as he calls upon his own soul that it might bless the Lord in this time of his life. And we said on last week, Psalm 102 was the prayer of David, the prayer when David was in affliction, no doubt reaping some of the effects of his sin. But Psalm 103 deals with the praise of David. Psalm 102, David is asking, but in Psalm 103, amen, it appears that God has answered. Because David asked and God answered, there's only one response that David can do, and that is, bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. We said on last week, audible praise should always follow answered prayer. Amen. If God is going to hear our prayer and God is going to answer our prayer, then, amen, the least we can do is render back to Him a voice of praise and blessing and gratitude for, amen, the bestowments of His gifts upon our life. This is what David is determined to do in Psalm 103. Amen. This psalm is David's rendered blessing to God for the received blessings of God. Amen. Let me say that again. This psalm is David's rendered blessings to God for the received blessings of God. Amen. God has been good to bless David, and David desires to be good to God and bless Him again. Charles Spurgeon referenced his psalm to give us our thought. I guess we're stealing a thought from Spurgeon for our thought to preach and center this psalm around. Amen. If we got to steal a thought from a preacher, he'd probably be a good one to do it. But he said of this psalm, referencing this psalm as David's blessing for blessing. That is, God has given David a blessing, and David gives a blessing to God in return. As David thinks about the blessings and begins to name the blessings one by one, and David, for every blessing he can recall, and for every blessing that David can recognize that God has bestowed upon his life, David is intending this psalm to return a blessing to God. Amen, again. And so there is blessing for blessing. And that's what we're preaching on, blessing for blessing. Amen. We looked at the introduction of this thought as David, amen, speaks often in this psalm of what it is to bless the Lord. Amen, to bless the Lord. We looked at his personal exhortation, his presented adoration, his purposeful determination. And we ended last week dealing with David's passionate appreciation. Amen. David understands that, amen, it was a failure on his end that got him in sin. Somehow he lost sight of the blessings and the goodness of God. Amen. Somehow he lost sight of what God reminded him of when God called him out for his sin. And God had given David everything David had in his life. the houses that he lived in, the family that he enjoyed, the children, God, amen, had allowed him to raise, and the kingdom that he had given him to govern, and all the wealth and all the, amen, all the things and all the spiritual blessings that, amen, it was God that had given that to David. David lost sight that if that had not been enough, amen, all David had to do was tell God what more he requested. And God said, I'd have gave that to thee as well. Amen. And yet David is realizing that, amen, when I fail to bless God for his blessings, that is when the heart begins to stray from God. That's when the flesh begins to desire things and to attain things outside of the will and the blessing of God. Amen. And David knows now what that has done to his life. David is determined in this psalm to, amen, be passionately adoring the God that, amen, has given him everything he has. And though sin and failure and the flesh and the devil, amen, has sought to rob all of that, God in mercy, amen, has restored it to him again. And David said, amen, I ain't saying I'll be perfect all the days of my life. Amen, but I'll do this every day I live. I will call on my soul to bless the Lord again. Amen, I'm about to feel like preaching. I ain't even got started. And Brother Bob, I'm about to run. Amen, there ought to be blessing for blessing. Amen, do you know what that life looks like? Amen, you understand tonight how important that is? Amen, that you always be grateful to God and to render to him the blessing that he deserves. And so what we want to do tonight is embark upon Psalm 103. And we're going to go verse by verse. It'll take us several more services. But we want to look at David's blessing for blessing. Amen. What is it that David is blessing God for? Amen. What is it that David can see in his life that God has done, or that God has provided, or that God has revealed about himself in David's life, that David is going to seek to bless the Lord for? Amen. And so we'll give you at least point number one, and maybe point number two. Consider with me tonight, amen, number one, verse number one. Amen. You say, preacher, all you did was preach verse number one last Wednesday. Amen. Well, let's start there again tonight, all right? Amen. I want to say, number one, that he's seeking to bless the Lord for the testimony of his purity. Amen. There's a line in verse number one that seems to leap off the page at me. And I think it's where it all begins. And I think it's where, amen, David found the inspiration to write the other 21 verses of this psalm. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That's what we dealt with last week. But notice what he said in the closing three words of this verse. He said, bless his holy name. Amen. I guess that's four words, ain't it? Bless his holy name. Amen. David said, if I'm going to give blessing for blessing, amen, then I acknowledge that, amen, his name is holy. Amen. He sets his soul upon blessing first and foremost of the holy name of his God. You say, pastor, what do you mean? How do you see in the testimony? Amen. This testimony of his purity. You see tonight, the word name is not only what one is called by, but it is a description of one's character and a testimony. Hold your place in Psalm 103. Let me show you a couple of verses, amen, in regard to this matter. Proverbs 22 and in verse number 1. Proverbs 22 and in verse number 1. Here's what the Word of God said. amen, to you and I, and said, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Amen. Now listen, Solomon is not writing that, amen, that there, and we understand there's some names, man, that you say the name, you go, that's a bad name. Amen, like Jezebel, or amen, some other names we could call tonight. Amen, Obama. Somebody help me right there. Amen, they just, some names they have, amen, a bad association with those names. I know each, I guess, know just about everybody's name that's in this place. Amen, but we're not talking about, amen, how you spell your name, pronounce your name, or the name that you answer to. When Solomon said a good name is referencing one's character, amen, the integrity by which you are known by. Amen, a good name, a name that, amen, when they think of you, they think of somebody that's honest. They think of somebody who's hardworking. They think of somebody who's sold out to God. They, amen, they think of somebody who, amen, is productive in life and in society. Amen, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Amen, may I say tonight, our God has a good name. Amen. He's known by a lot of names tonight, a lot of titles. And, amen, there are a lot of things that we call him tonight. Amen. But the one's name is associated with their testimony. Amen. The things they do and the life they live it, and the accomplishments that they have attained unto. Amen. And if that's true of man tonight, then a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Amen. May I remind you tonight, our God has a good name. Amen. No wonder David said, if I'm going to bless him, I can begin with blessing his holy name. Amen. Amen. There's another verse in the book of Ecclesiastes. A book of Ecclesiastes. Look there in chapter number 7 and consider what Solomon said again about a good name. He said, a good name is better than precious ointment. Amen. A good name. Again, amen, it doesn't matter if your name's Bob or Larry or Mo or Jesse or Caroline or Julie. Amen, that's not what he's talking about tonight. But he's talking about the testimony of your life. Amen. And tonight we ought to strive to have a good name and a good testimony among the world in which we live. Ought to sing to have, amen, a good name within our own family. Yet, amen, when it comes to our parents and when it comes to our children, that when it comes to our spouse, we ought to sing to have a good name. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, our God, he has a good name. Amen. You see, the testimony of the Lord is not only that he is good, amen, but David said, bless his holy name. Amen. His holy name conveying the Lord's name. Amen. His testimony is set apart. It is distinguished and indeed is perfect. Amen. David said, God is perfect. His testimony, amen, is unlike any other God that man has imagined. Amen. Of all the deities so-called that man would bow to, it is our God and our God alone who has a holy name. Amen. Oh, he is perfect tonight. Amen. His testimony throughout, amen, the eons of time and eternity
is that our God is a perfect God. Amen. Now David is beginning to bless the Lord. Amen. And throughout this psalm, he will find some things that God has done whereby he may bless the Lord. That is, in his own personal life. Amen. But David here begins with who God is. Amen. Our God is a holy God. Amen. How do we know that? Because there is attached to his testimony, amen, that our God, his name is holy. Amen. When you study Psalm 103, here's what you'll find. Amen. You can look at it while we preach through it tonight a little bit. Amen. Or look at it when you get home. The name Lord in all capitalization letters, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, is used 11 times in Psalm 103. Amen. And you've heard me preach this. You've heard other preachers preach this. You Bible students know this. And when you read the name Lord spelled that way in your King James Bible, it is a reference to the Hebrew name Jehovah. Amen. Jehovah. You say, preacher, what does that mean? Amen. Jehovah simply means the eternal and self-existent one. Amen. It means the one who was and who is and who shall always be. Amen. David said, I'm going to bless his holy name. And he's hung up on that name Jehovah throughout all of this psalm. Amen. What he is saying is, amen, the one who was and the one who is and the one who shall always be, amen, his name is holy. Amen. He's been holy from the eons ago. Amen. He is holy right now in this generation. And in my life, he has arranged a testimony. And he is the God that does all things well. And David is saying he is Jehovah. Amen. I will bless his holy name for, amen, he shall always be the God who is holy. Amen. And so David is confident of this thing. Amen. He's going to bless the name of the Lord Jehovah. Now this name Jehovah is very interesting. I don't want to bore you tonight. I found it interesting. Amen. But the name Jehovah that he keeps emphasizing as, amen, that holy name of the Lord. Amen. The name that is set apart and the name that has been distinguished above all others, amen, is the Lord God Jehovah. It ain't Buddha. It ain't Baal. Amen. It is not stumps and stones. Amen. The gods in nature that so many bow down to, David said, amen, he has a holy name and his name is Jehovah. Now there's 8 applications in the Word of God, amen, that are made to the name Jehovah and how it bears, amen, to God's people throughout the Word of God. I don't know if we'll look all these up. I'll give you some references tonight. Amen. But, amen, I wrote down 8 of them. There may be more. I found 8 of them. Amen. In the Word of God. Number one, amen, the name Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. You say, preacher, what does that mean? It means the Lord will provide. There ain't another God in the universe. Ain't another God on planet Earth that men, amen, would look to it. Amen, would seek to give their devotion that has a name that is holy like that. He is Jehovah Jireh. Amen, you'll read about that in Genesis 22 and in verse number 14. After that, amen, Abraham had taken Isaac upon Mount Moriah, and there was going to offer his son to the Lord, according to the commandment of the Lord, a burnt offering to his God. Amen, you remember as they were walking up the mountain, and Isaac, amen, looked at his daddy and said, Daddy, amen, Father Abraham, Amen. Behold, I see the wood and I see the fire and I see the knife. Amen. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Amen. And Abraham responded to his son. Amen. With faith. And what did he say? He said, son, the Lord shall provide, amen, himself a lamb. Amen. You know the story when they get to the top and God showed him the place. Amen. They laid the altar out and the wood out and the fire was brought out. Amen. Isaac was bound to the altar. And Brother Larry, Abraham raised a knife to slay his son and offer him there to the Lord. Amen. You know the story as well or better than I do. Amen. God stayed his hand, stopped him from killing his son. Amen. And when Abram turned, he seen a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And you remember what the Bible said? He took the ram, amen, and offered him instead of his son. Amen. Amen. And God fulfilled what Abram believed by faith. Amen. That his God, the testimony of his God was, that God always comes through. Amen. That God will provide what you need. Amen. When you need it. Amen. He'll do it his own way. He won't do it the way you try to force him to do it. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, his name, his testimony, amen, is that he'll be faithful to provide for his own. When all that scene was done, Abraham called the name of that place, amen, Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Because God showed one more time, amen, on top of Mount Moriah, that he's the Lord that shall provide. Amen. Oh, can we bless God on that tonight? How many times has he provided in your life? How many times has he shown up? How many times has he come through? Amen. Maybe to you it seemed like the last second of the last hour. Amen. At the very last moment. Amen. But God has proven time and time again, amen, that his name is holy. He'll provide for his own. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Bless him. Bless him. He's holy tonight. Amen. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. You'll read about this in Judges 6:24. I can't preach all these tonight. Amen. Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The Lord our peace. Amen. Is that not what the Lord does? In the midst of trouble, thank God he gives peace. Amen. When the storm is raging, thank God that he don't just give peace, he is our peace. Amen. Oh, I'm glad that, amen, when all hell assails against us, amen, and it seems like the heat of war, amen, will only bring contention. I'm glad, thank God, his name, his testimony is, amen, he will give peace and will be peace, amen, in the midst of all that we endure and engage in, amen, he is the Lord our peace. Amen, he's not only Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Shalom, amen, but he is Jehovah Rohi. Amen. Jehovah Rohi is what David said in Psalm 23, verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. The Lord our shepherd. Amen. The one who tends to and cares and feeds his flock. Amen. The one who leads us beside still waters. Amen. The shepherd. Amen. That restores our soul. Ain't you glad tonight the Lord is our shepherd? Amen. Oh, he's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd for which our soul longs for. Amen. No wonder David said, bless his holy name. Amen. Bless his sanctified name. Amen. Bless his distinguished name. Amen. He is my shepherd. Amen. I follow him and he leads the way. Bless the Lord. Can we not bless him tonight for being our shepherd? Amen. He is Jehovah Shammah. I love this when you read about it. It's kind of tucked away in Ezekiel 48 and in verse number 35. Amen. But Jehovah Shammah, amen. Ezekiel said, amen, the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah, Brother Mike, means the Lord. Amen, is there. Amen, you say. Amen, you say, where is he? He's with me everywhere I go. Amen, I can be in a pulpit tonight and preach it. And you know who he is to me tonight? He is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Amen, when I'm out running around on tomorrow, amen, no matter where life may take me, and no matter what life brings into my, amen, my little world and my little family, you know what I know God has proven himself to be? Amen, he has proven to be Jehovah Shammah. Amen, he's there. He's always there. Amen, no wonder he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen, he is the one that is there in every situation of life. Amen. And so he is, amen, blessing the Lord for a name that is distinguished above all other gods. The Lord is there. Amen. And then let me say tonight, I'm on letter E. I don't know what number that is right now. Amen. But Jehovah Rapha. Amen. You'll read about this in Exodus 15 and in verse number 26. Amen. When the Lord was promising the children of Israel that if they would follow the Lord and they would obey the commandments of the Lord. Amen. The Lord said, when I bring you in the land of Canaan, amen, I will bring none of these plagues and these diseases that I have brought upon Egypt as the judgment of God. Amen. God said, I will not, amen, bring that upon you. Amen. And you say, well, what does Jehovah Rapha mean? It means literally the Lord our healer. Amen. The one who sustains our health. Amen. And David hit on that later in Psalm 103. Amen. But I'm glad he's the Lord our healer. Amen. Not only the healer of our bodies. Amen. Oh, I'm glad he can. I'm glad that he can. I'm glad when I'm sick. Amen. I ain't saying don't go to the doctor. Amen. Jesus is the one who said, amen, that it is the sick that need a physician. Amen. If you're well, you don't need a doctor tonight. Amen. But if you're sick, that's when you need a doctor. Amen. But I'm reminded tonight, amen, the word of God said of our God that it is in him that we live and breathe and have our being. If you had strength to get out of the bed this morning, you ought to lift your hands and say, bless the Lord for his holy name. Every day you can stand upright. Amen. Every day that you wake and your heart's a beating in your chest, every day your lungs still work. Amen. You owe that to his holy name. Amen. He is the Lord that is our healer. Not only the healer of our bodies, and sometimes for his name's sake, we're called upon to suffer and to be afflicted in body, but ain't you glad? Amen. When we stand on heaven's shore, amen, this corruptible is going to put on incorruption, and this mortal's going to drop its mortality, amen, and we'll arise and stand in the presence of our God as immortal. Thank God. He'll be Jehovah, our healer. Amen. Some of y'all limp along life. Amen. Let me reword that. Some of us, amen, limp along every day of our life. One of these days, thank God, he's going to heal us and rid us, amen, of every plague, of every ailment, amen, of every joint pain. Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. No wonder heaven's going to be so glorious. Bless his holy name. He not only heals the body, but he knows how to heal broken hearts. He knows how to heal, amen, broken minds. Amen. Amen. I've been through some things in this world, amen, that hurt me and ailed me far greater than a physical pain. Amen. But can I say I've been living, amen, for God long enough to say, bless his holy name. So you better bless him. How many times has he healed your broken heart? How many times has he made your man whole again? How many times did you think you was about to lose it? And God showed up and brought the healing that you needed. I don't know if this helping y'all, this about to help me tonight. Ain't you glad you know Jehovah tonight? Ain't you glad we didn't come in here with a little Buddha in our pocket? Ain't you glad we didn't walk in here tonight with crescent moons on the wall? Amen, seeking after, amen, seeking after, amen, some God of this world. Amen, oh no, Allah is not going to cut it. Amen, he don't bring healing. He don't heal the mind. He don't heal the heart. He don't heal the spirit. He can't heal the soul. But our God can. Hallelujah. Got any hurts tonight? Got any pains? Got anything that medicine can't cure? I'm glad tonight he is, amen, Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord, our healer. That's his name. That's his testimony. Amen. Glory to God. He is Jehovah Nissi. Lord, I can't preach all these. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. Amen. The one who has us covered. Oh, hallelujah. The standard under which we march. Amen. He is the Lord, our banner. You remember what the, amen, what the woman in the book of Solomon, Song of Solomon said. His banner over me is love. Amen. He's got me covered because he loves me. That's his name tonight, church. That's his testimony. And he is the Lord, our banner. He's the one who has his hedged in. Though the enemy would love to slip in and, amen, get their hooks in us and, my friend, destroy our lives, I'm glad, amen, that between me and the world tonight, and between me and the devil tonight, and between this church and the gates of hell, amen, there is an unseen banner, amen, that is in work, and his name is Jehovah Nisha. He is our banner of protection. Amen. You'd have been done in a long time ago had God not been your banner. You ain't here tonight because you all that. You're here tonight because God has proven through your life his testimony to be true. Amen. He is our banner. He is the one that shields us from the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad he's Jehovah Nissi in our life. Amen. Jehovah Nissi. You'll read about him. Amen. You'll read about him in Exodus 17:15. Amen. Exodus 17:15. Amen. Now this one's a hard. Amen. These next two, they're a little hard for, amen, our hillbilly tongue to be able to pronounce. Amen. But number seven, he is Jehovah Sitkanu. Jehovah Sitkanu. Amen. You'll read about this in Jeremiah 23 in verse number 6. You say, preacher, tell me. Amen. Y'all beg me. Say, preacher, pretty please tell me what that means. You know what Jehovah Sitkanu means? The Lord our righteousness. Amen. Just want to say that again. The Lord our righteousness. You do understand tonight the Word of God declares there is none righteous. No, not one. Not you, not your mama, not your daddy, not your uncle, not your best bud, not your pastor. There is none righteous. No, not one. So we're unrighteous. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible declares that without holiness and without righteousness, no man can see God. And so we got a problem within us and we cannot cure through religion, through family heritage, through good deeds. Baptism won't fix it. Amen. We have a problem. Can't get to God, can't see God, can't know God apart from somehow knowing righteousness. So you know what God did? He became our righteousness. Amen. He is the Lord and righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, He imparts to you and I in the transaction of justification, whereby the righteousness of Christ is laid to our account. It's not that we're righteous, but it's that the Lord is our righteousness. We ain't merit mongers. We ain't do-gooders. We ain't turn the leafers. Oh no, I stand in faith, having known God. I stand in faith, being able to say by faith, I've seen God. Death. Amen. To be able to say that I have walked with God and God in me. Why? How do you know that? Because He is the Lord of my righteousness. Amen. Amen. The Lord our righteousness. We got anything to bless Him for tonight? That's His name now. That's His holy name. That is His name. That is distinguished, amen, is that He is the Lord, our righteousness.
Amen.
Number 8, now Lynn, David is blessing the Lord for blessing. Blessing for blessing because of the Lord's holy name. And he's hung up on Jehovah. Amen, the 8th name, my friend, is applied in the scripture to Jehovah, bearing out an application of the people of God. He is Jehovah Emkadesh. Jehovah Emkadesh. You'll read about it in Exodus 31 and in verse number 13, where you'll find that it literally means this name, the set apart, distinguished name of Jehovah, means the Lord who sanctifies. He is the Lord who sanctifies. In other words, He is the God not only that came back and saved you and provided salvation and gave you the peace of salvation and was the shepherd of your salvation and the Lord that was there when you got saved and the Lord that healed you when He saved you and the Lord that raised His banner over you when He saved you and the Lord that imparted His righteousness when He saved you. But when He saved you, that wasn't the beginning and the end of all He was going to be. He was going to be the Lord who sanctifies. The Lord who, from that moment of the new birth, works in your life day by day to make you a little bit more like Him. Conforming us into the image of His own darling Son. Do you know Him tonight? Amen. Maybe the reason a lot of folk find no blessing for blessing, amen, is they do not know this part of his holy name. Amen. Listen, God, when God saved me, thank God he delivered me. But if God delivered us, he is a God that is still yet delivering us from day unto day, and amen, issue unto issue. Amen. And I'm glad tonight, and I know Jehovah in Kadesh, amen, the Lord that is sanctifying my life. He's still working on me. He's still active in my life. Is God active in your life? Do you know Jehovah as being active in your life in the process of sanctification? That's a doctrine, Brother Mark, that this generation is all sad of. They look at it as a bad thing. Sanctification. That means I can't do this and I can't do that. No, what it means is God is working by his power, by his spirit, to conform you into something, amen, that is drastically different. And what's out there tonight? He's sanctifying you. He's working in you to make you a little different today than you were yesterday. That ain't a bad thing. That's a good thing. Amen. He'll come back and say, that right there, nope. Got to get it out. Right. You're going to learn, I don't know how to get it out. Lord, I don't even really want to get it out. And Lord say, if you'll just trust me and let me work in your life, amen, if you'll be willing to yield to me, I'll be the Lord who sanctifies. I'll help you get it out. And he starts getting things out you could never get out on your own. Now you got to be willing. You got to be willing. You got to be an active participant. He ain't going to do it against your will. But I'm going to tell you tonight, listen, there's a generation come on the scene. They look at my life and the way I try to live my life and the way me and my wife try to live, we ain't even where we are. Amen. Where we could be or should be. There's a lot of work God still got to do on us. They look at our life and they like snicker and feel sorry for. Why, amen, don't feel sorry for me. Don't you dare feel sorry for me. I ain't missing out on anything. Amen, it's the Lord that has sanctified and done his sanctifying work in my life. I'd hate to think about where I'd be tonight if he wasn't the Lord who sanctified. Some of y'all mock this. You mock sanctification. You mock holy living. You go ahead. You keep denying him to be Jehovah M. Kadesh in your life. Won't be no telling where you'll wind up one of these days. Amen. That goes from the youngins to the oldest of us in the building tonight. Amen. My life is far better tonight than where it could be, where it should be, because the testimony of God in my life is he is the Lord who sanctifies. Amen. Bless him. Bless him, soul. Bless him. Don't get over that. Don't let that become commonplace. Don't let that grow cold in your life. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Amen. For what? For this testimony of purity. Amen. He is all of this even tonight. He wasn't just this to the children of Israel. He is all this and so much more, Brother Jack, to us tonight. He is Jehovah, the self-existent eternal one who was and who is, shall ever be all of these things. That's his name.
Amen.
That's his name.
Yes, sir.
That's his name. For 6,000 years, this mud ball called Earth has been spinning around in the galaxy. Mankind has been on it. This is the name of our God. This is who he is. This is what he does. This is what we bless him for.
Amen.
Amen.